email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Keep your texts coming in to 51551 and your emails to ray@rte.ie. Now, I am very excited about this. Do you feel the power? Yes, we are going to say hello to the Irish woman who was crowned the winner of the BBC's Gladiator series at the weekend. Marie-Louise Nicholson came out on top in the TV reboot after lots of grueling physical challenges. She is on the line now from London. Marie-Louise, congratulations.
Thank you, Catherine. How are you?
Listen, I'm very jealous, to be honest. This was one of my favourite shows growing up. I was telling the listeners earlier on. I mean, what a show. What an achievement.
Unbelievable achievement. Never did I think I'd ever make the live shows, let alone the final. So I'm humbled with the response and just lapping it all up.
Brilliant. And when did you actually film it? Like, if you had to keep this a secret for years.
Years. Yeah. We filmed it 10 years ago. We filmed it back in June. We filmed over about 3 to 4 weeks. And then from there, it was whether you made the live shows, because you were kind of amongst a few other contenders. So they were kind of still trying to choose if you would make the live shows. And then you got put onto the live shows and it was done every day over 3 to 4 weeks.
Brilliant, brilliant. And you're live, you're chatting to us in London now, but you're a Dubliner with Louth roots. Is that right?
That's the one, yeah. So grew up in Turnmenfeckin, and then I went to school up in Dublin to Rathdown School. Okay. And then moved over to London.
Do you remember watching the show when you were a kid?
I was really young, Catherine, but I definitely remember some of the games, like Jewel, I definitely remember, and Powerball, and kind of testing it out in your bedroom, jumping on the curtains. But I definitely remember as well looking up to Jet.
I loved Jet.
Hunter and Wolf. Do you remember them?
Yes. Oh, stop it. I mean, I was literally obsessed. So when you get involved in something like this, I mean, what is the hardest part of being in the show? Is it the physical or the psychological?
Probably the physical, definitely. Like, week on, you have to kind of keep on coming back and fighting for more, especially when you get through each round. Mm. And obviously, you have your favourite events and then you have your not-so-favourite events, or the ones you're better at, probably. And then the hardest part was probably saying goodbye to some of the contenders each week, because you build such a nice relationship with them as well.
And you said you're a personal trainer, like you're big into your fitness and your food. Like, did you have time, once you got the go-ahead that you were going on the show, did you have time to prepare? Did you need to prepare in a specific way physically? Or
so over in London, I'm very into the way to make friends I found was through kind of competitions over here. They've got so much going on in London. So through competitions, going to other gyms, training with other trainers. So I was kind of physically fit and ready for it anyway. And the only thing I probably picked up a bit more of was a bit more cardio. Mm-hmm. But other than that, no, just stuck to routine.
Okay. So what was your favorite game? Was it the Powerball?
I thought I'd be good at the Powerball, Catherine, but actually looking back, I was so slow. When you're in it, you think you're going really fast and you're jinking all over the place. But actually, when it comes down to it and watching it back on TV, I was so slow.
I thought you were great. And just to explain to the listeners, the Powerball is the one that you have to try and get the balls into. You run around and you have to try and get the balls into your net and dodge the gladiators as you go.
Exactly that. It was great fun, like great fun. And one contender would have two gladiators on them and one would have one. So it was just luck of the draw. And then, but then my favourite was probably the wall. I absolutely loved the wall. It's like rock climbing. You have to try and get up to the top of the wall and the gladiator's trying to catch you. Mm. It's almost like that feeling when someone's chasing you up the stairs and you're like running as fast as you can.
And what was the game that you least looked forward to?
Oh, it'd have to be Jewel. I don't think I lasted more than about 5 seconds up there. It's the one like the big cotton buds and you have to hit each other across the head and try and knock each other off the podiums.
Yeah.
And it's basically just a face-to-face with you and the gladiator. I loved it. And it's definitely a challenge of strength. But those girls, they're so strong, so big. And so are all the contenders. But they have a mass that you wouldn't believe. Mm. So getting up there against them in Jewel was a huge challenge for me.
Mm. And the show has done really well for the BBC, like a reboot like that. It was so huge in the 90s. So to be a part of it and to come out as the winner, come out on top, I mean, it's such an achievement. Is there something that you're going to do with it from here, or is it back to life as you knew it?
Oh, it's that exactly, Catherine. It's so inspiring as well, because people are, they're all talking about they're bringing their families back together because all the older generation watched it when they were young. Mm. So it's that nostalgia that they're sitting down to watch it, but also sitting down with their kids. So it's really nice hearing from families saying, oh, it's brought our family back together to sit down on a Saturday night. But then also from like women saying, oh, it's made me want to get back into fitness. It's inspired my young girls to get into fitness. So yeah, just that's what I'd love to do with it. Continue doing PT and coaching women to be stronger and healthy and fit. But also I absolutely loved the whole TV production. So I'd love to do something else in TV.
Amazing. Okay, watch this space. And where is your trophy going?
It is on the mantelpiece.
Very good.
On the mantelpiece in my apartment. No, it's gorgeous. And yeah, such an achievement.
What would your gladiator name be if you were to make the cut, make the show?
Oh, Catherine, they asked me this at the start and I was laughing because I said Clover and it couldn't be less of a gladiator name. It's so non-intimidating. But I would say something like Rebel.
Rebel.
Other than that.
Rebel. Yeah.
I'm kind of a rebel. You don't know what's going to happen. I'm a bit cheeky and yeah, I think it's a bit better than Clover, to be honest.
Love it. Listen, Mary Louise, lovely chatting to you today. Have a ball.
Lovely to chat. Thanks, Catherine.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.